You're listening to the Michigan Talk Network, MTN, the home of more talk now.
Straight up, I've got a headache today. I'm going to tell you right now, I got a headache. I about bashed my brains in last night. I went to grab something. And, I was in the kitchen. I went to reach over and grab something real quick. I caught the corner of a cabinet right square on the top of my head. About knocked myself flat on my, flat on my can. And anyhow, I about drilled myself seeing Tweety Birds. Anyhow, probably have a concussion, nothing serious. But I'm here with you anyway because that's how dedicated I am to you. I will play through the pain, I swear it. And I just ate a handful of, I don't know what they were. I hope there was aspirin. Handful of something I found in the drawer. If I start giggling uncontrollably, you'll know that I've been to California. Speaking of California, that's what I don't like about what's happening in Michigan. I feel like all of a sudden we have a new administration, and here we are joining this lawsuit, and I see the propensity of Michigan getting pulled around by the nose by California. And as Michiganders, we don't want to be the little lapdog to California's far-left socialist movement. I don't want that at all. And that's the way it feels. California does this, so we're a good little lapdog. And we're going to jump right in. Come on. Enough. You know, I don't want to be California in the Midwest. It's not. I have no interest in that. We've already got that. It's called Illinois. We call that Illinois. At any rate, the president said this is what was going to happen. He explained this quite clearly when he declared his national emergency, and it was kind of fun to listen to the first time, so let's listen to it again. He called it exactly that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals would be called on to try to stop his national emergency, which is exactly what's happening. Michigan joining that group, California, New Mexico, Connecticut, New Jersey, you know, all the far left states getting together. It's bite four. Play it for fun.
And we will have a national emergency, and we will then be sued, and they will sue us in the Ninth Circuit, even though it shouldn't be there. Uh-huh. And we will possibly get a bad ruling, and then we'll get another bad ruling, and then we'll end up in the Supreme Court, and hopefully we'll get a fair shake, and we'll win in the Supreme Court. Just like the ban, they sued us in the Ninth Circuit, and we lost, and then we lost in the appellate division. And then we went to the Supreme Court, and we won.
And they'll probably win again. And at this point, you have to bank on it. Speaking of the Supreme Court, Ruth Bader Ginsburg back now, says she's fine, she's recovered, she'll be back on the bench, listening to oral arguments. At least that's what we're told. So she's back. Meanwhile, the big story that has consumed the nation for the past 2 or 3 days, anyhow, Jussie Smollett, a black actor who's also gay, all of his, you know, movements gobbled up by CNN, TMZ, and all the other trusted news sources because he claimed to have been attacked by two white guys wearing Make America Great Again hats at 2 a.m. in Chicago downtown, because that's obviously a place where Trump supporters are, you know, in big numbers, please. It was silly from the beginning. It was hard to believe. Hinky is the word. It just struck me as hinky from the beginning. Something wasn't right about it. Well, it's turned out it wasn't right. Apparently, the two white guys that beat him up weren't white guys at all. They were two brothers, black guys that worked with him on the set of the program. What's that program called again? I don't know. Empire. I don't watch it. I have no idea. Empire. Anyhow, he paid them, apparently, $3,500. That's the story coming out from multiple sources. He paid them $3,500 to beat him up because, you know, there weren't two white guys wearing red MAGA hats walking around with a noose and bleach at 2 a.m. in downtown Chicago. Shocking, right? He's sticking by his story but refusing to meet with police, refusing to give up his cell phone to them. And so there were so many people that jumped right on board. Cory Booker called it a modern-day lynching. So did Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris called it a modern-day lynching, tweeted that out on the 29th of January. All of these people jumping on board, oh, my God, it's horrible. This is our country in 2019. No, it's not. Stop believing that garbage. It's not our country at all. It's what they want you to believe it is. They want you to attack this president, try to blame him for things that don't even exist. What we have an epidemic of are false cases of hate. Hate hoaxes are on the rise. hate crimes? I've never witnessed one. Have you? And I trust my own eyes. But anyhow, Kamala Harris in New Hampshire yesterday jumps up out of the snow. A reporter from Fox asks her about that tweet. She has a bit of difficulty with it. Play that bite. Let's see here. It's bite number three.
Which tweet? What tweet?
About saying that it is a modern day lynching that.
Sorry.
Yes. Jussie Smollett.
Okay, so I will say this about that case. I think that the facts are still unfolding, and I'm very concerned about, obviously.
Yeah, the facts are still unfolding. The facts were still unfolding when she jumped right up and called it a modern-day lynching. See, you don't see you miss part of the magic of that whole exchange because you don't see her looking around. Here's this reporter asking her about Jussie Smollett, and she stops and she looks. She's looking for her handlers to get her the hell out of there. She's looking for a handler to step in. Yeah, no more questions. We got to go. You know, somebody got their rear end chewed hard. They might have gotten fired for that yesterday. Because Kamala Harris was caught flat-footed, unable to answer the question. What tweet? What I tweet? Yeah, it was an awkward, terrible. By the way, it went viral. You can enjoy that. We'll have that on the Facebook page as well. You can find Dana Nessel's contact information on the Facebook page, too. Steve Gruber Show. And tell her that you don't appreciate Michigan joining this law. It won't mean anything. They don't care what you think. You're irrelevant. You're just a deplorable red hat wearing moron to them. They don't care what you think. Common sense, Midwestern values, doesn't matter. This is California values in Lansing. And that's disturbing, my friends. That is disturbing. It is to me, anyhow. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. They're locally owned and operated, and they serve statewide, do Wolverine. Get your free water test today by going to stevegruber.com and clicking on the Wolverine Water button, and you can find out more about the PFAS Premier system as well. Wolverine Water Systems, my friends for years.